within the text. On our last call, we had agreed that the format was the way we wanted to go. And I believe we were going to add, Jay was going to add a little more text, but I've not seen a further draft. But I think the draft that exists today is, it has a little more meat on it than the one that he sent out previously. I could be totally wrong on that, but that was my recollection of the next step.
Because it would really be good if there was a draft, you know.
Right.
The reason I got fooled on this one, I didn't pay attention to Sunrise in the name. I just paid attention to the front page. It said reference implementation document. So that was all I looked at, sorry. So it would be really good if there was something for the council to get into at this point. And, you know, then that would help sort of inform how it got completed. And I understand that there's been a certain difficulty in people being able to find enough people and enough time to get all the pieces done because everybody has real jobs and there's not enough volunteers. Or at least that's the impression I've formed.
I think that's right, and I think also there's kind of an undercurrent that, you know, this work is, it may well end up fruitless since it's only optional for people. It's just been tough to get anybody, or too many people really interested, other than myself and Kelly and Jay Scott and Greg. I mean, really, Christina. It's a handful of us. Which is a lot to really ask five people to draft, you know, a whole set of comprehensive rights protection mechanisms that are unlikely even to be adopted. You know, my view on it, Aubrey, is that we need to give a report to the council of what's happened with this group and just kind of have an open discussion about the situation with rights protection mechanisms and decide on sort of an overall strategy going forward.
Well, yeah, I mean...
All for policy development. I mean, for mandatory policy development.
Well, there'd already been kind of a decision once not to do a mandatory, but certainly any issue can be, you know, reopened and rediscussed.
Well, that was as part and parcel of the new TLD policy. The decision was made not to deal with RPM.
Well, to deal with them as a reference implementation, yeah.
Right.
Basically you're saying you would like there to be an overall policy for all TLDs, new and old.
Yes, there needs to be some policy development that touches both, yes.
Okay.
In other words, something needs to be done because the UDRP in itself isn't doing the job that it was intended to do. It certainly is not a deterrent to cyber squatting in any way, shape, or form.
Hello, it's Olaf. I'm back again. Oh. I was disconnected, it seems.
Certainly, you know, that is certainly a good discussion for us to have, and, you know, following the normal procedures of, you know, getting the council to decide to ask on an issues report and then following through with the PDP process is always an option,
right,
if that's what comes out of that discussion. I'm not trying to prejudice it either way.
No, I know.
But, yeah, no, certainly that is an option. But the ability to attach this document, albeit voluntary, is that something that you all want to keep working towards?
I think so. I think we ought to at least put out what we come up with.
Right.
And there's no harm in that. But the fact is, it's not nearly as ambitious or comprehensive as many of us were probably envisioning 4 months ago.
Right. And there may be some value in discussing where it's at and if there's a copy available that's sort of a compendium of what you've done, because there'll probably be other people in the room other than counselors that have been steeped in this who may indeed, you know, be interested in joining it that didn't know of it, since it is an open meeting.
That's possible.
I mean, I don't know how many people will come to our weekend open meeting, but
right,
some will come.
Well, I think it's certainly no harm putting together a compendium of the docs that we have. Greg, are you aware of any other docs other than the Sunrise doc that Jay Scott and Kelly worked up and the fishing plan that I worked up with APWG? Are there any other docs that have been circulating in this group that Kelly and I aren't thinking of? Oh, I guess we lost him. So anyway, it's just two documents, Sunrise and Anti-Fishing Plan, that we might as well circulate to the council, I'd say today, and then people have at least a few days to scan them, along with 100-something odd pages we've got.
With all the other stuff I have to read, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be short and sweet. It'll be a nice, refreshing change.
Some people have long airplane rides, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, Glenn, well, I guess we should wait and get Jay Scott's latest draft, you know.
Yeah, because I do think that he may have added a bit to it.
And the fishing plan's ready as it was sent out on September 15th. It hasn't really changed much in the past month. So, Glenn, I think you have that. It's on the list.
Mike, if it's handy for you, if you could resend it to me, it would be a great help.
No problem.
That would be fabulous. And then Jay Scott's paper.
The other thing I'd like to ask is that I know there's no chair to the group, but I'd like to ask one of the two, I guess there's two council members that have been participating, to sort of take the lead on, you know, walking us through it. And it's up to you guys which person you want to do it.
Okay, Christina and I will discuss that.
Right, and figure out between you who you want to just be the, you know, coordinator for the day, as it were, to sort of lead us through.
Okay, I will definitely send you a note right now.
So there will only be two documents then. The fishing document you're going to send me, Mike and Jay Scott.
And then Jay Scott, we should give him you've already sent him an email. Hopefully when he replies, you can just ask him for his latest draft today or so, because he needs to get it to the council.
I can email Jay Scott and see if he has a more recent version, or Glenn, were you going to do that?
I can do two if you like, Kelly.
Okay, great. That way you can. It'll be a while before I get to my computer.
Yes, it will save you.
Okay, then I guess that's all we can really do today. Anybody has any other ideas?
And it needn't all fall on Jay Scott either. I'm happy to take another section and beef up what's in the current draft. I just think someone, and maybe that's Jay Scott, who has looked at the draft most recently, can assign those.
It's just on Sunrise, right, Kelly? Are you talking about?
Well, right now the draft isn't just Sunrise. That's the only really kind of developed section. But frankly, a lot of those considerations, like what kind of rights can qualify, will be considerations for the other mechanisms as well.
Got it.
I think his value goes beyond just discussions of considerations for Sunrise, but right now that's the most beefed up section. But, all right, well, let's see what Jay Scott has to say about the latest draft and whether there's been changes. I do think there are, so it's good to check with him.
Well, thanks, Kelly. Sorry I won't see you in Los Angeles.
Well, have fun without me.
Thanks for all your help with this, though.
No problem. I do need to drop off now, though, unfortunately. I need to get into a meeting.
Talk to you later.
But thanks, all.
Thanks, Kelly.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, and Aubrey, I guess we'll see you on Saturday, and Glenn as well.
That's right.
Travel well.
Right,
and I look to...
Who's got
yes.
Travel yet?
Oh, hey, Olaf.
Hello. I'll be there as well.
Great.
Beware.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take care.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you, bye.